This is Daf HaShavua. We are in Ksuvos Daf Yud. This is the third shir. We're on Yudim and Beis. We're 10 lines before it gets wide at the word Itmar. We have to remind ourselves of the previous story. A man, a chassan, came after being Rishonim the next morning to Rabbi Gamliel and says, Ba'alti v'lo matasi dam. I didn't see any blood. And the woman said, I'm a besula, but I didn't have an affair with anyone after Erisin, but I'm from the Durkati family, and we don't have dam neither or dam asum, so you shouldn't expect any blood. And Gamliel checked and investigated into the family and found she was correct. She's from this family, and said, Zakei b'mekachecha, you should now merit this woman your acquisition, and you can live with her. So the Gemara now says the following, Itmar, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Omar, Zakei b'mekachecha amar lei. He was saying, like it says, he's saying how fortunate you are, go ahead, you're privileged to have this woman, and take her, acquire her once again. So that's what he said to him. And Rabbi Yossi bar Ovin Amar, no, nischayev mekachecha amar lei. Now, what he really was saying to him was in a negative way, meaning this is like a liability. This, you're culpable. What does it mean? It means that it's bad. This is, unfortunately, you have to live with this woman who comes from the Durkati family who doesn't have dam nida and dam besulim. So says the Gemara, Bishlam alamanda amar nischayev, hainu Rabbi Chanina. I understand the opinion that says nischayev, this is bad, this is a liability, this is not something positive for you. That's like Rabbi Chanina said above, because Rabbi Chanina had said that it was tanchumin shel hevel, if you remember a few lines, about 8 lines up from where we are. It was a consolation, but it was really a consolation that was false, because what we know, just like we said, Saor, sourdough is good for dough, so too damim, damida, menstrual blood is good for women, because it's because of that that they're able to conceive. So we understand why this the phrase zakei really is nischayev. It's not really a privilege at all to have, in a positive way, to have this woman to be married to her. Elo lamanda amar zakei mai zechusa. So what exactly is the zechus, if that's really what he said or what he had meant? So the Gemara says, Deloasi lide safek nida. There is something positive in the sense that, you know, unfortunately, in many cases, even though a woman is menstruating and that allows her to have children to conceive, but there are cases where she's a safek nida and there are serious potential isuri karis involved. So at least this man is not going to have to suffer that possible liability. Haudas of the Kame de Rebbe, Chassan came in front of Rebbe, Amale, Rebbe Baalti, Vlamotasi Dam, Amalo, Rebbe Adain Musula, you see, same idea. She says, no, I was a basula during Bir Rishona, and yes, it's true, we may not have found blood, but I'm a basula. Ushnei Batzoras Hava. Question of Machlokas, whether she claimed it was a year of drought, it was a year of a famine, or maybe that's what the Gemara is telling us the reality of the case was. Ra Rebbe Shepnei Mshchamza, Rebbe saw their faces were dark because they are malnourished. What happened was, so we said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We commanded that they should go into the bathhouse. They should take a shower, clean themselves off. They had food and drink, and then they had beer once again. And it was probably because they were malnourished that she did not bleed. And indeed, the chassan found blood after that beer. Amalo, so Rebbe said, Lech zechei b'mikachacha. So take a collect and acquire you had acquired before. Kari Rebbe Aleim, Rebbe said about this story, about this couple, Safad Ora Malatzvam Yaveh Shaya Kaetz, a pasuk from Eicha. So Safad Ora means their skin stuck to their alatzam, to their bones. Yaveh Shaya Kaetz, it became dry as wood, meaning the pasuk is telling you that the result, unfortunately, physically from being malnourished. So this is what can happen. Potentially, they're unable, dry as wood, unable to bleed, and that this was a result of the fact that there was a drought. We're up to the Mishnah. Besula k'suva samasayim v'almana mana. A besula of the k'suva is 200 zuz, 200 dinar, and the almana's k'suva is mana, is only 100 dinar. Besula almana grusha v'chalutza mina erisin k'suva samasayim v'yesh la'en tanas besulim. Very important. Here we have a basulos and almana. What happened? So she became almana after there was no, she never became a baula. She basula amana grusha. Take a look at Rashi, and Rashi's on the Mishnah. Besula amana grusha, bein besula she almana, o grusha chalutza menerisin, v'chaz v'nises. So whether she's a besula from erisin, because she's an almana, or she's a grusha or a chalutza, she had chalitza, or she was divorced from erisin, and now she remarries. So says the Mishnah, again, besula almana, grusha v'chaz v'nerisin. If you have a woman, she's still a besula, because she only had erisin. She never had chuppah. So Ksuvasan Masayim, the Ksuva remains 200, Vieshlan Tanis Basulim. And that new husband not only has to pay a Ksuva of 200, that's the value of the new Ksuva, when the previous marriage was one of, there was only Erisit, no Chuppah, and therefore she's still considered Basula on all accounts. And there's a Tanis Basulim, meaning if you find she's not a Basula, he has a Tanis against her, potentially to make her Aser, and for us to forfeit her the Ksuva, etc. Says the Gemara, my almana. Gemara wants to know just what's the source, what's the origin of that word? Where do we get that word from? So the Gemara says, Amar Avchara Bagata, almana al shem mone. So almana has the word mone. The fact that almana is gets a mone, only gets 100 zuz, that's where that name comes from. So the Gemara says, that's very nice. Almana min erisin ma'ika l'meimar. But an almana from erisin, we said, after just kiddushin and no chuppah, no nisuin, so she gets a 200 zuz ksuba. So she doesn't get only a mana, she gets masayim. So what are you going to say about her? Why do we call her an almana? Says the Gemara, I did ha kari le almana, ha nami kari le almana. You're right. The classic almana is a widow is after nisuin, who's only going to get a mana. Once in a while, you have a basula as an almana, becomes a basula from erisin. So we give her the almana. That's the term, that's the title we use, and we're going to use that for everybody, a universal title for someone who is a widow. Almana dechsiva baraisa mayim gemara, neymar asked the gemara. Gemara says like this, we had on the other page, we had the other, when we spoke about the 200 zuz, whether that's a din doraisa, din derabanan, the concept of ksuba. Question whether the ksuba is doraisa for a basula, and whether that value is midoraisa too, it seems that the value is well. We learned that from psukim of ones and nefata. We learn that on Amud Aleph, Kesev Yishkol Kamor HaBesulos, but that's all for Besula. On Almana's Ksuba, everyone agrees is Durabanan. So how can you tell me that the name Almana, the word Almana, is based on the word Mane? The Chumash uses the word Almana. You have that, Pasha Zemur, you have the word Almana in the Torah. So how could they be using that if the concept of Mane, of only 100 Zuz, is only in Din Durabanan? So the Gemara says, Dasi Din Rabanan Dimitakne Lamana, because the Torah knew that eventually the Chachamim are going to institute a Mane for the Ksuba of an Almana. So Al Shem HaAsid, the Torah calls her an Almana. Does the Torah ever write something about the future? Meaning, right now at that moment, it's not true. There is no concept of money of 100 zuz. But I'm going to call it an almana because of what's going to happen in the future. Says the Gemara in, yes, indeed. Speaking about, we had four rivers that came out. We have Pishon, Chidekel, and Pras. And we have all the four rivers, Gichon, that come out of Gan Eden. So there it mentions the Tigris River, the Chidekel River, and it says that goes to Kidmas, to the east of Ashur. The Tanner of Yosef taught, Ashur is Usaleka. Ashur is the place, the country, city, whatever, Usaleka. But Umihava, but that Ashur didn't exist at that time, at the time of Maaseh Bereishis, Ela Da'asida. So Hachanami Da'asida, yeah, eventually it'll be called Ashur. So the Torah calls it Ashur then. Same thing, eventually the Almana is going to have a mana, 100 zuz, 100 dinar, so we call her Almana right now. Another statement of Rav Chana Bagata. From Rav Chana Bagata, Matar, Mashke, Merave, Umizabil, Ma'adin, Umamshech. We're just describing what rain does. What does rain do? Rain is mashke, it's waters, merave, overflows or saturates, mezabel, gives fertilizer to the ground, ma'adin, it makes it shiny, umamshich, and it allows it literally to draw, to pull, and grow, causes the produce, everything to grow. How do I know? Is there a pasuk that we have anywhere in Tanakh that supports this idea of what Matar does. So he says, yes, Pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk says, Tlameha Ravei, Naches Gidudeker Birvivim Timo Gigena, Tzimcha Tivarech. So we have all the words that the Tlameha, the furrows, Ravei are going to be overflow, Naches, the furrows are also, or the ridges are going to be, are also going to be overflowing, going to have water. Our showers of water, and it's going to be Tzimchat Tevarech, and it's going to be blessed that which grows. Okay, next, Amar Rabbi Elazar, same idea, we're going to take a word and tell you what that means. Mizbeach, what does Mizbeach do? So Meziach, Umezin, maybe that's Mizbeach within the word. We have some of these words, it describes what the Mizbeach does. Meziach, it removes sin. Umezin, it gives sustenance. Mechabev, it causes affection. And Mechaper, and it causes atonement. Ask the Gemara, Hainu Mechaper, Hainu Meziach. To cause atonement and remove sin is the same thing. Meziach Gezeros and Mechaper Abraham. The Gemara says, no, it's two separate things. It removes the Gezeros, the decrees of Hashem that are evil, and it causes atonement to the sin, so that's not exactly the same. Another statement of Rav Chanan Bagata. Vam Rav Chanan Bagata. Tamrei Mishachanan Masban Mishalshan Ma'ashan V'lo Mefankan. What do dates do? They cause the body to become warm. They satiate you. They Mishalshan, they give you shilshul, diarrhea. Ma'ashan, they give you osher, give you energy. V'lo Mefankan. But they don't get people spoiled. Mefunak finicky, don't make people finicky. Okay, the Gemara now says another thing about dates. Amarav, Achal Tamarim Al Yore, person who eats dates, he should not be giving halachic rulings. Why not? Because they can make you a little bit drunk. So the Gemara says, no, I have a braisa that seems to challenge this. What does it say? Tamarim Shachris V'Arvis Yafos, B'mincha Ros, Batzaharayim, Ein Kemosan. So dates, eat them in the morning, and in the evening, so that's good. That's fine for a person. If you eat them after a meal, so in the morning when you eat, you're eating the bread for breakfast, and that's going to be fine. Same thing when I have dinner, it's going to be fine. But Tzaharayim ain't Kemosan, there's nothing like them. What does that mean? So even better. Why? Because during the day, we have, they're better than having them after dinner, because if you have to use the bathroom, so at night, that's annoying to go out all the way into the fields where they had their bathrooms. So, but I'm outside anyway in the fields during the day, so dates are the best in the afternoon, and I'm already out if I need to relieve myself. Umavatlo shlosha dvarim, and you know what dates do? They are able to mavatel, get rid of three things. Machshavara, a bad thought, or a person has anxiety, v'cholimayayim, and intestinal problems, v'tachtonios, and hemorrhoids. So the question is, Rav comes to say, if you eat tamarim al yoreh, you shouldn't give any legal decisions at all. Don't give a psak halacha. So you're telling him, but it sounds like from here, nothing bad about tamarim, nothing bad about making you drunk, and nothing, it's all good. So says the Gemara, mi amrin delo ma'alu, alu yemalu. No, we didn't say they're not good for you. They're very beneficial for you. Except that for a moment, you could be disoriented. It'll be tardy. You'll be somewhat preoccupied. Your mind is not going to be that clear. Just like wine. No one says that wine is bad. It's just you can't give a psak halacha if a person has drunk wine. If you drink a revius of wine, you're not supposed to give a psak halacha. For the same reason. Viva same alokashi, another possibility that there's no contradiction between what seems to be a very positive statement about dates and what seems to be negative, that you shouldn't give a psak halacha. Hami kaminama, Rav says you're not allowed to give can be mora halacha when you have dates. That's if you ate them before you ate bread. Halavasa nama, but after eating bread, then they don't have an effect on you. Very similar to the wine, where we say having wine within the middle of a meal doesn't affect you. Just wine by itself does. Damar Abaye, Amali Aim. My mother said to me, Abaye, we know his mother died in childbirth. His father passed away when he was, when his mother was pregnant with him, and he was brought up by his nursemaid, so that's what A means. And you know what his mother, his nursemaid taught him a lot of things. One of them is, Tamei Mikame Nama, dates before you have bread, Ki Nagali Dikul, it's like an axe hitting a palm tree. Basar Nama, but if you have dates after bread, that's good. Ki Avaludasha, it's like a bolt on the door, that is going to strengthen you, and it's going to strengthen your insides, and it's going to be very positive. Dasha. So now we're going to move on discussing the Abaye's word. When Abaye used the word Dasha, Dasha is the Aramaic word for a door. Why do we call it a door? Why is Dasha called a door? Amarava derech sham. Rava says that's the way you go into the house. So Dasha is derech of Darga. Why do we call steps or a ladder Darga? We may know that word from laning. Darga, severe, right? Which means that the step, the ladder has broken in Aramaic. So Darga, why is it Darga? Why is that a ladder? Why do we call it a Darga? Amarava derech gag, because it's an otrikon. It stands for, it's a derech to get up to the roof. Purya. Why do we call a bed Purya? Amarav Papa Sheparin Veravin Aleh. Because that's the place where Puravu happens. Amarav Nachem Bar Rav Bar Yitzchak Yamad Aleph Yud Aleph Yamad Aleph Af Anu Nomar. Islandists have another possibility of where islandists come from. The word, the etymology of that word islandist is a woman who has not matured physically and is unable to have children. So, Islandis, you know where we get that from? Duchronis. It means a zachar. Ayil is a ram. And another word for ram is a zachar. Duchra, the dalet and the zayin switch. So, Islandis is basically saying like a ram, like a male, delo yelda, which is because a ram is a male, it cannot give birth. That's where that name comes from. Just a couple of points on this, in this last year. If you take a look at the top Tosas, so Tosas wonders the following. The Gemara Mishnah had said, Besula Almana and Grusha Chalutza, I have a Besula, whether she's a widow, or she's a Grusha from Erisin, or Chalutza from Erisin. Here we have all these examples where the Ksuba remains 200 from the next husband, because she's still a Besula, and never entered the Chuppah, whether she became a widow now, or a Chalutza, or a Grusha. So says Tosus, Nira Lefarish de Ribusa Nakar Chalutza. Why do you mention Chalutza at all? Why should Chalutza be any different than a Grusha? She received Chalutza, she became divorced. Either way, the next husband, it was only a Basula. The husband unfortunately passed away after Erisin, and now the brother does Chalutza. So what's the question? Whether or not her Ksuba should be 200 for the next marriage, she's no different. Why should she be any different than a divorced woman? So says Tosus, I'll tell you why. The Salka Dad the Chamin, I would have thought, Kevin Nishomeris Yavam, Lo Michsara Knisa Lechopa. I'll tell you why. A woman who is waiting for Yibum is called a Shomeris Yavam, waiting for Yibum, or waiting for Chalitza. We call her Shomeris Yavam. So I would have thought like this. The din of Yibum can be done, as he says, continues Tosfos, Shahari Yivama Yavo Aleha Bal Karcha. The Pasuk says Yivama Yavo Aleha. We learn from there that Yibum can be even done against the woman's will. Based on the pasuk, Yivama Yavo Aleha. So if Yibum can be done against the woman's will, and even though we normally go under the chuppah for Yibum, it's not essential, it's not necessary to have chuppah. So I would have thought, aha, Vahava Amina Dikinesua Damya. I would have thought, well, if that's the case, a woman who's after whose husband passed away, and she's waiting for Yibum or waiting for Chalitza, she's essentially in a su already. What's she missing? The chuppah? There is no chuppah that needs to happen. So maybe I should view her as if she already had chuppah, and a woman already had chuppah, even if she didn't have Bi'er Rishona, her ksuba now goes down to 100. I would have thought the same thing would apply to a chalutza. Comes a mishnah to teach me. No, even chalutza's on this list. If she's a basula, she retains her status of a basula and has a ksuba in the next marriage of 200. Another point, if you take a look at the bottom Tosos, so here we're discussing the issue where Rav says if you ate dates, you shouldn't give a psak halacha. So it says Tosos im tomar. Hold on. The perikim of the krisos amarav halacha karabi alazar de'eno mechayev al sha'ar mishakrim el alayayin bilvad. So if you, the Gemara there in Ksusa says that we don't have to worry about other things that cause us to become intoxicated regarding this issue, only on wine. So why would we say that a person who had tamarim al yore, I understand wine, but I don't understand why this halacha should apply to tomorrow. In Krisis, it doesn't apply to tomorrow. So Tosus says, because the Gemara in Krisis is not talking about giving a psak halacha. V'yesh lomar, afal gav delo mechayev al bias mikdash asu lahoros. The Gemara in Krisis is speaking about the following. You're not allowed to enter the mikdash when you're intoxicated in such a state that's inappropriate. So that only applies to wine. But if you become intoxicated by something else, let's say by eating dates, there is no issur, certainly be the evid, going into the mikdash if you do so. Nonetheless, and you're not, you don't profane the avoda by doing so. But nonetheless, when it comes to giving a psak halacha, I wouldn't allow such a thing. Giving a psak halacha is a din l'chatchila. Giving a psak halacha is something that needs a person's mind has to be able to focus on it. And that would, and therefore, even though when it comes to bias mikdash, we're lenient regarding other intoxicating either beverages or foods. Nonetheless, when it comes to giving a psak halacha, the Gemara is correct here when it says, if you eat tomorrow, al yore. One additional point is that the poskim say that this only applies to a case of a person's giving a hora, let's say in Yoredeah. Person is giving a psak halacha and isser veheter. Is this mutter? Is this usser? Bring the shriya. Is this a kosher shrita? Is this a problem of basar b'chalav? So that's when a person gives a hora alone. So then that's a problem. But if it's a dini momenos issue, where anyway you have two other dayanim with you, so then al yore, that would not apply. Of course, if you have a case where they're all intoxicated, or you have a case where someone is giving that psak halacha alone, so then, of course, the same halacha would apply.